For most of the country, spring has been in full bloom for several weeks now. But in Bethel, Alaska, spring is just beginning. Temperatures have risen into the 30s and patches of tundra are visible through the snow. For commentator John Active, the changing season rouses memories of a Yupik Eskimo tradition, spring camp.
Several years ago, I visited an elder on the Bering Sea coast. Akuzgihpak was old and frail. Her stories about the old days when entire villages used to migrate to spring camp stirred something inside me. Akuzgihpak described how villagers would hitch up their dog teams and load down their sleds with everything they owned. After a long winter diet of dried fish, the thought of fresh duck and geese lift the people's spirits. There was also the hunger for fresh air, to hear the chickadees, snipes, and the gugukok with its ghostly songs. I asked Akuzgihpak if she still went spring camping with her family. She lay back on her pillow and sighed. Only in my mind, only in my mind. Spring camp as I know it is very different from the spring camp Akuzgihpak knew. I was 10 the first time my parents took me. Western civilization already had begun to alter our family tradition. Despite the protest of our teachers, my parents took my 5 brothers and me out of school. Even the bush pilot who was going to fly us out to our camp snidely said, within earshot of my mother, "Kids won't amount to anything if their parents take them out of school just to go spring camping." My mother suddenly became quiet, her silence a sign the remarks had hurt her deeply. Finally, the plane landed on the frozen lake, the memory of the pilot's words trailing off like the harsh buzz of his airplane. The task at hand, to hike to a tent my father had put up a week earlier. The camp was a wonderful place, ptarmigan heaven. Ptarmigan are Alaska state bird belonging to the grouse family. It's about the size of a peahen, brown to reddish in color in summer, and turns white in winter. We boys would try to flush them out. It was like they called to us, clucking, come here, gaviu, gaviu, gaviu. But when we got close, they would take off and go, like they were laughing at us. Although the days grew longer, time had a way of mysteriously vanishing. My mother enlisted our help in gathering gapukagat, a sweet-tasting plant that grows in the water. It has long shoots like green onions. She deftly scraped the bottom of the lakes and ponds with a long stick, breaking them off from their slender white stems. As they floated free, we picked them, one by one. Mom added them to fish or bird soups, or used them as a side dish with fresh duck eggs. Not everything during spring camp was fun and games. It was an outdoor classroom that taught survival skills. We learned you can drown in 3 inches of water, that you can disappear into bottomless bogs. We learned to find food where there seemed to be none, that not all plants are edible, like the poisonous water hemlock, which looks just like wild celery. Most important of all, we learn to respect the land, to leave it behind with few reminders of us in spring camp. Today, there are few traces of that old way of life. Like Akuzgihpak dozing off in her coastal village, I too retreat to my dreams and visit spring camp again, where the mournful cries of the gugukok echo inside my head.
John Active is a Yupik Eskimo. He comes to us by way of KYUK in Bethel, Alaska.